You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. All right, so it's the end of the year. You know, Christmas is just around the corner as I'm recording this, and, you know, the new year is just another week behind that, or after that, actually. So it's that time of year when we want to, I've done it, and most people do it, either they get ahead of it, and they don't wait till the last minute, aka New Year's Eve, to make their goals. I know they make resolutions, and resolutions are non-binding. We know that. Just ask any politician. Yes. But goals, this is a great time. You know, things are a little fast, but they're also a little slow. Maybe you took some time off from work. You're not in school. Whatever the situation is, you get a little moment here to, a moment or two to plan out what your goals are for the next year, for 2025. And folks, 2025, even though it's starting to look like it's going to be more of the same old thing, it's going to be much different, very different. And you know, let's make the best of it. And in doing that, I like to take this time to go ahead and make my goals for 2020, for the next year, or in this case, 2025. And some of these are a continuation of what I've already had to do during this year, 2024, or something I'd like to expand on or continue or start from scratch. So here we go. Here, there's 10. So this is a two-parter. I'm going to do the first five. And then next week on the other side of Christmas and before New Year's, you're going to hear the other one. The other five, six through 10. So number one, my first goal for 2025 is to exercise more. Yes, over the years, I have gained quite a bit of weight, and that's okay. You know, it happens. You know, I'm not in the military anymore. So at that point, you know, I can just continue. You know, I just don't have to get up or any of that. But hey, you know, exercise more. You got to be healthy. And I mentioned that before, because if you're not healthy, what good are you to anybody else? So one of the ways is to exercise more, is to get out there, do things, get a little, you know, do a little weight exercise, a little aerobics, a little anaerobics, something that builds up the stamina, just to keep things moving, keep things greased up, keep those joints loose and moving, and keep those muscles, you know, active. So exercising more is on my agenda. It's number one. Number two, because I'll be exercising more, I'm going to actively work to lose some weight. As I mentioned, I did gain some weight since leaving the military, and it got up there pretty high, and I'm on my way down. And my goal is to lose, you know, another 25 pounds. Yeah, another 25 pounds, and I should be at my ideal weight. Now, enough is enough, and that's really it. And there have been some issues here and there over the past year that have forced me to look at life a little differently and to say, hey, you know, the party's over, but not all the way, you know, not the full party. You know, there's still the after party. But we can't party like we were when we were in our 20s. And those of you in your 20s, if you can party, by all means, enjoy life. That's what it's all about. But just remember, you got to pay the piper on the other end. So be careful. All righty. So again, so exercising more, losing weight. And then number three, my third goal for this 2025 is to read more. You got to keep learning. You got to keep learning. And reading one book because it's the book to read is not how you're going to learn more. It's how you entrench yourself. It's how you lock yourself in, you dig yourself into a hole that you can't get out of because you're wrapped around one and that's the only book you need to read. And I'm not questioning that. What I am questioning is, why does it only have to be one book? There are plenty of books that are derived from that one book. Why not read others? Read more, learn more, be, you know, gain knowledge, gain experience, gain some wisdom, put it all together, and you make yourself a better overall person. So my goal is to read 12 books, that's it. So 12 books are on the table. That's how many I'm going to read. And if you follow me on the Goodreads, you know what I'm reading. You know that 2023, I read a lot. But so this year, I kind of took it a little easier. I slacked off, but back at it again in 2025. All righty, number four. Now, this is where I've really been slacking off. I'm going to write and publish a little bit more than I have been. And publish by book publishing. You know, put things out on paper, paperback, hardcover, whatever. And the goal is to, I got a lot of them into fire. I've got a lot of things started, but at least one more leadership book and one more historical fiction Berlin book, Cold War fiction, one more of those. And those two I have started, and it's just one of those that it's time to go ahead and wrap those up and put them out there for everyone to read. So like I said, I have this nasty habit of starting something and not completing it. For either, I don't know if it's for fear of like, well, if I finish it, what's next? There's always something else. I don't know. But this year we're going to finish some books. So be on the lookout for those to get published. When? I don't know. But as I get closer to one, and I'm just going to start with one, pick one, finish it, and then move on to the next one and finish that one. Both of those books are already started, well underway. It's just closing the gap, finishing it up, and taking care of business. So that's what we've got. So number five is to blog and podcast more. And I've started doing that as far as podcasting. I mean, you're hearing this now, and I'm almost up at almost at a week. Every week, there's a new episode. And again, it's not a long episode. It's a relatively brief episode. But what I'm getting at is that, sometimes a little bit more we need to do. So that being said, I'll be doing more. And as far as blogging more, yeah, I definitely need to pick that up. Definitely need to put that in gear. I started off with, one a month, and then I kind of dropped off to one every 2 months, 3 months, and then now picked it back up, but it's maybe one every 3 weeks, and I want to do it weekly also. And they say, well, Dave, it doesn't have to be separate topics. It can be in line with your podcast, but I like that idea that it makes things a little bit easier, but sometimes I feel like it's beating a dead horse. So what do you think? And speaking of what do you think, what are your goals for 2025? This is the time to start that conversation with yourself. Have that conversation with yourself, because the year will be over and 2025 will be here up and running, and things are going to be happening faster than, wow. Things already, like I said, things are shaping up to be almost the same but different. And let's make it better. Let's make it better. Let's work together to make it better. Let's see what we can do to hold ourselves accountable long before we hold others accountable. Because if we cannot hold ourselves accountable, who the heck do we think we are for trying to hold others accountable? Seriously. And that I mean. So with that being said, it's up to you. You're more than welcome to share them. And don't worry, your goals will be kept private unless you want to share them publicly. But I'm putting this out there because that's how I hold myself accountable. I put it out there. It's real. It's written down. It's in words. It's out on the internet. I posted it. This is who I am. This is what I'm doing. And with that being said, be on lookout for the remainder of the year, for the rest of 2025, as I start accomplishing these goals or I start getting closer to these goals. But either way, it's going to be an interesting ride, and it's going to be a fun time, and it's going to be 2025. And a quarter of a century is already gone in this 21st century, or just about gone. Well, I think it depends on whether you begin at the zero or you begin at the one, right? The 21st century. But either way, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. Join me. I want you to join me. I encourage you to join me. Reach out. Let me know if you want me to help hold you accountable. I can do that too. That's what I'm here for. But it falls on you. You've got to take the initiative. You got to take that first step. You've got to decide, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. So with that being said, let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. Alrighty. So again, my first five of my 10 goals of 2025 is to exercise more, lose some weight, read more, write and publish more, and blog and podcast more. See the trend there? More. More is better. More is better. That's how we become proficient. So with that being said, listen, what are your goals? Ask yourself that question. Take this time right now during this slower but yet fast time of the year, and take a moment to reflect. Write them down. Put them on paper. Break out the pen. Break out a piece of paper. And it doesn't have to be 10, but you know what? It should be more than 5. Really. Because then they all start kind of falling in line. You see what I did with the first two? Exercise and lose weight. They all fall in line together. But you accomplish two goals with one action. Alrighty. So that's enough of that. Listen, I'll talk to you next week. Have yourself a good happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever you celebrate, by all means, please do so. And we'll talk to you next week. Until then, thank you. Let's move on. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at daveguerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's dave_guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time. Be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.